Greetings. This is your host, Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Today, let's dive straight into industry developments from the past week. A significant ruling from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, has sparked discussions around insurance claim disputes and the importance of transparency. An arson claim by a restaurant initially denied by QBE Insurance due to non-disclosure of the director's criminal history has eventually found in the restaurant's favor. This ruling underlines the duty of insurers to make explicit inquiries during the application process and the imperative for businesses to fully disclose information when setting up an insurance policy. It's always advisable to maintain clear lines of communication with insurers to smoothen claims processing. Meanwhile, Insurance Australia Group, commonly known as IAG, has reported an impressive net profit increase of 91%, totaling $778 million for the first half of this financial year. As we celebrate this upswing in the industry, there's a word of caution for consumers. Despite the profit surge, IAG CEO Nick Hawkins forecasts a rise in insurance premiums, albeit at a gradual pace. In these already challenging economic times, impending premium hikes raise concerns for many, particularly restaurant and cafe owners. With escalating climate-induced risks as the underlying reason, it's crucial for businesses and individuals alike to proactively manage their insurance arrangements, implement risk mitigation measures, and seek professional advice to navigate these situations. In relation to this, AFGA's annual review hints at the need for improved clarity from insurers on premium increases to ease customer discontent. There has been a 17% rise in general insurance complaints, largely due to lack of transparent communication. Addressing claim delays, enhancing customer communication, and providing effective resolutions for vulnerable clients should top insurers' improvement agenda. In a related story, leading life insurer TAL reported payouts totaling an astounding $4.7 billion in life insurance claims over the past year, with a majority channeled towards living benefit policies and mental health claims at the forefront. It emphasizes the vital financial support that insurers offer in trying times. More than ever, it reinforces the importance of comprehensive coverage for holistic well-being. That's the latest in the industry for now. This is Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online, where we make personal and business insurance more accessible. For more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. In this fast-paced insurance landscape, staying informed will always be your best policy. Join us again next week for your weekly dose of insurance news. Stay safe and have a productive week.